Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jack Hyman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Tate. Pitching for the New York Mets, Randy Tate. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock takes first base on ball four. Cardenal moves to second. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cardenal moves to third. Madlock moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Trillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Trillo. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock takes first base on ball four. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo strikes out. There goes Lockhock. The throw from Grote to second, and Lockhock is out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Hyde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kingman. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Kingman steals second. Jack Hyde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyde strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Randy Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hooten scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Lockhock moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockhock moves to third. One out. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooten bunts towards the mound. Tate fields it and throws to home to get Lockhock. Trillo moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate bunts towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grote scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan bunts towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Cardenal moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardenal moves to third. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser bunts towards first. Lockhock fields the ball and throws to Hooten covering. Safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Mets. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 0-2 in the game. Hyndman hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to third. Rick Baldwin now pitching. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-2 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Bert Hooten. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-3 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin bunts towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to second. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-3 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops it up and throws to first, with Baldwin covering, for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a line drive into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-3 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards short. Hyndman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-3 in the game. Staub strikes out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock juggles the ball. That's an error on Madlock. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hydman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kingman moves to third. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Gallagher now playing right field. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-3 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to second. Vic Harris pinch hits for Darryl Knowles. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it and throws to second for the out. Lockhock moves to third. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field. Kingman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kingman. Lockhock scores. Harris scores. Kessinger goes all the way around to score. Cardenal moves to third. It's 4-3 to Mets. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.